Morning Watch, Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ and the Church. Week 11, Monday. Joshua 1, verses 5 through 6. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and take courage, for you will cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Ruth 4, verses 9 through 10. And Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I buy from Naomi's hand all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's." Furthermore, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I acquire as my own wife so that I may raise up the dead man's name upon his inheritance, and the dead man's name may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses today. Ephesians 3, verses 2, 8 through 10. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God which was given to me for you. Verses 8 through 10. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities and the heavenlies the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4, verses 10 through 11. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks as speaking oracles of God, if anyone ministers as ministering out of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Related reading. Boaz and Ruth typify Christ in the church. At the beginning and at the end of the portion of Israel's history, from Joshua to Ruth, are two prominent persons typifying Christ. These persons are Joshua and Boaz, who signify two aspects of one person. At the beginning, Joshua typifies Christ in bringing God's chosen people into God's ordained blessings. As typified by Joshua, Christ has brought us into the good land, has taken possession of the land for us, and has allotted the land to us as our inheritance for our enjoyment. Christ has gained the good land for us, and eventually he is the good land for us to enjoy. At the end, Boaz typifies Christ in other aspects. In particular, he typifies Christ as our husband for our satisfaction. As a man, rich in wealth and generous in giving, Boaz typifies Christ, whose divine riches are unsearchable and who takes care of God's needy people with his bountiful supply. The book of Ruth tells us that Boaz redeemed Ruth. He also redeemed the birthright for her. This means that Christ, as our real Boaz, has redeemed both us and the birthright. Boaz redeemed his kinsman's inheritance and married the man's widow. Hence, he became a notable forefather of Christ, a great associate of Christ. As a brother and a Boaz, you should take care of others' birthright of Christ. In other words, you should not only take care of your own enjoyment of Christ, but also others' enjoyment of Christ. Ruth and Naomi had lost the enjoyment, the birthright, but according to God's regulation, there was a way to restore the birthright, to redeem it. But it had to be redeemed by someone else. The principle is the same in the church life today. Quite often, some dear ones lose their enjoyment of Christ. In a sense, they become Naomi or Ruth. If so, you need to be a Boaz, able to redeem the lost birthright and marry the redeemed one. To lose the husband means to lose the enjoyment of the birthright. Thus, I need you as my brother to redeem my birthright. But you need to be somewhat richer in Christ. Then you pay the price to regain my birthright and you also marry me. This means that you become involved with me. This kind of spiritual involvement will produce Obed, the grandfather of David. Boaz became one of the great forefathers of Christ. In a spiritual sense, he was the one who enjoyed the largest and richest portion of Christ. If a brother becomes a Boaz to me, he will be the one with the greatest enjoyment of Christ. Because he redeemed my birthright and became so involved with me, our involvement in the Lord will eventually bring forth the full enjoyment of Christ. In the church life today, we need to have a number of Boazes. Some brothers should take care of me, the poor Ruth, but they are selfish in the spiritual enjoyment of Christ. Even in the spiritual enjoyment of Christ, it is quite possible to be selfish. However, a Boaz will be generous and pay the price to redeem my birthright. All this indicates that we should take care of not only our own birthright, but also others' birthright. Day by day, we should take care of others' enjoyment of Christ. The more we do this, the better.